Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jejunyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilyang calls for sustainable energy solutions amid Nagaland's growing power crisis, launches Energy for Health project to strengthen healthcare through solar energy. Union Minister Amit Shah reiterates commitment to identify and deport illegal immigrants. Bamsia Kilwa village in Paran district declares world's first community conserved area for Asiatic golden cat. And Idul Adha festival of sacrifice celebrated with religious fervor across the country. And now the news in detail. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, T.R. Zilyang, today highlighted the state's growing power crisis and stressed the urgent need for sustainable energy solutions. Addressing the one-day program on Climate Smart Nagaland, Advancing Health and Livelihood Resilience, organized by Department of Health and Family Welfare, in collaboration with Selco Foundation, Mr. Zilyang said, the state's difficult terrain, inadequate connectivity, power and energy sector has always been a major concern. He said Nagaland faces an annual power sector revenue deficit of nearly 300 crore rupees, adding that state's heavy dependency on energy imports can be decreased by looking towards sustainable sources. Mr. Zilyang lauded Energy for Health initiative being implemented by Selco Foundation in collaboration with Health and Family Welfare Department, describing it a commendable effort towards strengthening healthcare delivery through solar-powered interventions.
In this regard, the Energy for Health initiative being implemented by Selco Foundation in collaboration with the Department of Health and Family Welfare Government Nagaland is a commendable effort. The solar power intervention implemented across various health facilities have demonstrated how sustainable energy solutions can strengthen healthcare delivery, particularly in remote areas. We are surprised to see that within the span of 3-4 years, they have covered 325 healthcare units, primary healthcare units.
Appreciating participation of health officials, district administrations, development departments, NGOs and partner organizations on a common platform, Mr. Zilyang said such collaboration and public-private partnerships are vital to addressing the state's development challenges. On the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister launched the E4H Nagaland program. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the government's commitment to identify and deport every illegal immigrant from the country. Addressing a public rally after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth Rs. 340 crore in the Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency today, Mr. Shah emphasized that the government is committed to securing the borders and eradicating illegal immigration in the country.
को देश के बाहर निकालना ये हमारी सरकार का संकल्प और इसके लिए नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने एक डेमोग्राफी चेंज कमीशन कमिटी बनाने का निर्णय किया है। ये हाई पावर कमिटी देश भर में जनसंख्यिकी का जो कृत्रिम बदलाव हुआ है उसके कारणों और उपायों की भी चिंता करेगी और इसके लिए कोई कानून बनाने की जरूरत है तो इसकी भी चिंता करें।
Bamsia Kilwa village in Paran district have declared Daukiling Hebamlo Community Conserved Area CCA for protection of the elusive Asiatic golden cat. Speaking after inaugurating the event, Wildlife Warden Dimapur Division Dr. C. Zupini Tsanglai emphasized the urgent need to conserve small wild cats and protect forests that sustain both biodiversity and human communities. She highlighted that healthy forests are essential for maintaining clean air, freshwater sources, and ecological balance in the face of increasing climate change impacts. Ms. Tsanglai added that conservation directly benefits future generations by safeguarding water security, regulating local climate, and supporting sustainable livelihoods for communities living around these landscapes. The wildlife warden also unveiled unveiled the monolith and statue of the Asiatic Golden Cat erected in recognition of the initiative. Village Chairman Polka urged villagers to stop hunting and conserve wildlife within the conserved area. Community members during the program also resolved to ban hunting and disturbance to wildlife within the conserved area. The project is a collective initiative of Bamsa Kilwa Community, Eastern Himalayas Marbled Cat Project, and Small Wild Cat Conservation Foundation. The festival of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha or Bakrid, has been celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. People offered prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. President Draupadi Murmu greeted people on the occasion. In her message, the president said that the festival symbolizes devotion, sacrifice, and selflessness. President Murmu urged citizens to strengthen their resolve to promote love and harmony in society. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also greeted people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan hoped that the sacred occasion would bring peace, happiness, and goodwill to all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also shared greetings. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that the occasion would deepen the spirit of brotherhood and happiness in the society. He also prayed for everyone's success and good health. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the country has ample food stocks due to relentless efforts of India's hardworking farmers. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of the National Conference on Agriculture for Kharif Campaign 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the estimated food grain production in the country this year is over 376 million tons, which is 5.3% higher than last year. He said government has given special emphasis to agriculture and welfare for farmers. The minister highlighted that India has become the largest producer of rice in the world, overtaking China. The minister also said that the two-day event will help in setting a roadmap for the welfare of the Kharif agriculture sector. Gorkha Youth Association Kohima marked its 34th Foundation Day by undertaking a visit to destitute children home today. During the interaction, GYAK President Narayan Bahadur highlighted that the visit aimed to extend support to those in need and encourage children to remain hopeful and committed to their future. Kevile Nochadi shared that the institution was formally registered in 2018 to provide shelter, care and support for underprivileged children. The association donated cash donation and essential supplies. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released revised examination dates and admit cards for the Common University Entrance Test undergraduate QET UG 2026 examinations. As per NTA, examinations will now be conducted on 31st of this month and 6th and 7th of next month. The examination, which was scheduled for today, was rescheduled due to Eid al-Adha. NTA said that admit cards for candidates appearing for the test on Sunday can be downloaded from the official website of NTA, cuet.nta.nic.in. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilyang calls for sustainable energy solutions amid Nagaland's growing power crisis, launches Energy for Health project to strengthen healthcare through solar energy. Union Minister Amit Shah reiterates commitment to identify and deport illegal immigrants. Bamsia Kilwa Village in Paran District declares world's first community conserved area for Asiatic Golden Cat. And Eid al-Adha, Festival of Sacrifice, celebrated with religious fervor across the country. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.